Welcome back to the Midday Show, and I'm so happy to welcome my friend Andrea Maddox today here on 98.1 KZE. Andrea, nice to see you again. How are you?
Great to see you. I'm doing wonderful. And you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. You have become a regular Colony Woodstock.
I know. I love it there. It's
Yeah,
great.
it is. I
It's
mean,
the best sound in the area. We love to play there. They treat us really well and they ask us to come back. So it's always a good
nice.
thing.
Right. You're on a bill with this band, Driftwood is the name of the band.
Yes, Driftwood. They're from Ithaca and they've been
Oh.
touring. They're on a big tour this time of year and they're coming to the Colony. So we're going to warm up the stage for them. We've got a great set. We have a 1 hour set, all great dance tunes. So if you like to two step and shake your booty in any way, you can come and dance with us. It's great.
I'll get my booty warmed up so it doesn't injure its. I don't get it, I wouldn't want to injure my booty,
Stretching
by
is good. Stretching is
stretch that
highly
booty.
recommended.
Yeah. And well, I was just there a few weeks ago, and you and I think Brett was there, and Lara Hope was playing with you, and this
Yeah.
and everybody was having such a great time. There was such a positive vibe going on at Colony, as there often is. I always, and I'm not, this is not a platitude, but I always have a great time when I go there. So whatever,
I
whatever.
agree. The ambiance is really lovely. It's so nice. They have that balcony up above. You can walk all around and check it out from all different angles. And yeah, the people that the Colony draws are always really fun and interesting. And I agree, it's always a very positive vibe. In fact, I bring my kids there sometimes when I have shows.
Oh yes, that's a great thing to be able to do that. They saddle up right at the bar. They order their Jack Daniels on neat.
Oh,
Mm.
no.
Yes, Andrea Maddox and the Hayalls will be performing at Colony Woodstock on a bill with Driftwood Saturday. That's tomorrow night. I think festivities begin at 7. And like, who's in your band? I assume Lara will not be performing with you, although I'm happy to be wrong.
No, Lara Hope is our bassist.
Oh,
She
so
is on
she is a
board.
permanent part of
Yeah.
the band now.
She is a Hayall through and through.
That's great. Yeah,
Yeah, so we've got Lara on bass. We have Bella Kosmacher on fiddle. Bella is also a songwriter, so we feature one of her songs in our set as well. We have Victor Lisabet on the electric guitar. We have John Blackstone on the pedal steel. And we have Roger LaRochelle on the drums.
So tell me, you got this great band. You're in the sort of the middle of this community of wonderful musicians up here. How did all that come about? Because it's missing from my knowledge base. Like, I don't know your background very much. Where did you originally grow up? Where were your formative years?
Well, I'm originally from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I moved to New
Okay.
York City when I was 18 because I had to get the hell out of Tennessee.
Wow. Well, you can get the girl out of Tennessee, it turns out. But that's where
Ooh.
obviously a lot of your you were very informed, obviously, musically from that part of the country,
Very
right?
much so. Yeah,
Yeah. And it
I was classically trained musically, but I was also listening to bluegrass gospel. I grew up Southern Baptist, so there was lots of
Oh.
bluegrass gospel and country music was everywhere. So it was just a part of your being growing up. As much as I rebelled from it, it just was a part of my
In your
DNA. And
DNA,
so,
right?
yeah, so I, moved to New York City and studied acting and, tried to get rid of my regionalism. But as I, got older and really kind of dove into songwriting, I really just fell back on my country roots. And it was what just every time I wrote a song, it just had a country vibe to it and I couldn't escape it. So finally, I was like, okay, fine. I've
Yeah.
got a country band. This is what I'm
You
doing.
win. Right.
Yeah.
Instinct, you win.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the acting bug, do you feel like that's quenched when you're up there performing? Because there is a character. I was talking about this with singer-songwriter legend Chris Smither recently, that you do, in a way, even though you try to be as close to who you are in your very essence when you're performing, but on the other hand, you also have to create some sort of presence and some sort of version of
Yeah.
yourself that people
I
can
love
relate to and connect to.
Yeah, Chris Smither, what a great songwriter. But
Yeah.
yes, I agree. I've been a performer my whole life. So performing has been necessary for my mental well-being. So this definitely gives me that outlet. And yes, I mean, I love more than anything to put on a costume and get on stage and be this fun, positive light for people to come and, attach to and feed off of, because that's what we do, right? That's what performance is. It's like connecting with the audience and bringing a vibe that people are attracted to and want to be a part of. I think that's important.
I guess lastly, new material to perform, like where do you, what's your kind of practice in that way?
Well, my goal is always to write a little bit every day, but that's very difficult.
It's hard. It is hard.
So I just, if I'm in kind of a dull spot, I just try to find some cover songs that I love. I usually look to female country artists like Emmylou Harris or Lucinda Williams has been a huge influence for me.
Yeah, she's the best. Those
Yeah,
two
or
ladies
even
are
like,
kind of, royalty at this stage, right?
oh yeah, Loretta Lynn. I grew up with Loretta Lynn and Dolly Parton. So anytime I'm kind of stuck, I look to the older ladies, the legends, and try to get inspiration from them.
That's great.
I have to say, often I'll be driving in my car and listening to the radio, whether it's KZE or Spotify or whatever, and I'll hear a melody or I'll hear a rhythm that I really like. And I'll kind of hum along with it, or I'll tap, I'll try to embody it a little bit, and then I'll turn it off, and then try to put my own perspective on that, or try to come up with
Make it
my
your own.
own lyrics, make it my own. Yeah.
Oh, I
So
got you.
I take inspiration from all sorts of musicians everywhere.
How could you not, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Andrea Maddox will be performing with her band, the Hayalls, tomorrow night, Saturday night at Colony Woodstock, along on the same bill with the band Driftwood from the Finger Lakes. And it should be a really fun show, so check it out. You can get tickets and get more details at colonywoodstock.com. I think it's .com. I wasn't cheating and looking, but anyway, easy to find. Most people can pretty much figure that out. Thank you so much, Andrea, for coming on, and we'll look forward to this show and many, many more to come.
Thank you so much for having me. I just want to make a
Yeah.
note.
Oh,
It's 7 p.m. We go on at 7 p.m. sharp. Don't
Okay.
leave your house at 7 p.m. Be there at 7 p.m. All right, because we're gonna
Be
hit
there
right at
at,
seven.
they're going to hit the ground running at 7 sharp.
That's
Thank
right.
you for reminding folks.
Cool. Thanks, Adam. This has been
We'll do it
fun.
again soon. Don't worry.
Okay, cool.
All right. You're listening to 98.1 KZE.